主给我一次机会和弟兄姊妹有些在他话语上的交通。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters from His Word.
我先稍微讲一下为什么会分享到这个题目。
Let me first explain why am I sharing on the topic of today.
这实际上和这个我们周五的查经我们那个组有关系。
It's related to our Friday night Bible study, the group that I'm in.
我那个组呢，从四月份开始哈，就一直在查以弗所书啊。
So from the month of April, we've been studying the book of Ephesians.
所以我有时候记在这个圣经上是四月十五号那个礼拜五开始查以弗所书第一章。
So it was on April 15th, actually, that Friday night we first started studying the first chapter of the book of Ephesians.
所以我们这个刚过的礼拜五呢，是查第四章的第二次。
So this past Friday actually was our second time on the fourth chapter of Ephesians.
所以你可以看嘛，我们的进展是很比较缓慢一些。
So I can say that our progress has not been as fast.
那原因呢不是进展慢，原因呢是弟兄姊妹有很多的交通。
The reason was that brothers and sisters have had much to share on these chapters.
所以每一章第一、第二、第三章都是用了四次的时间。
So each chapter, chapters 1, 2, 3, all took around four weeks each.
所以每一章差不多是一个月的时间。
So around a month's time was spent on each chapter.
所以到现在为止呢，就第四章还在进行中。
And so now we are on the fourth chapter of Ephesians.
所以我在弟兄姊妹交通中，我有很大的收益。
So I've had much that I've learned through sharing with brothers and sisters.
所以我觉得有很多信息呢，是不只是我们那个组啊，我想弟兄姊妹都可以得到益处。
So I thought that I could share things that I thought were not only beneficial for our group, but for the church as a whole.
所以我想用这个机会呢，可以和弟兄姊妹。有一些的分享。
And I want to take this opportunity to share that with fellow brothers and sisters.
所以特别是在我们分享期间呢，我就发现我们处在一个实在是寂寞后的时代。
I realized through preparing that we truly live in a world that has gone wrong.
我们查经的时候呢，我们的这个完全心思意念和灵里面都看到主给我们那个合一的那个美好的这样的真理。
We saw the wonderful truths of unity in the body of Christ when we were sharing and fellowshipping on Friday night.
但我们看我们周遭的环境呢，这是到了最后的时候，主要再来的最后的时刻。
But when we look at our surrounding, we realize that the Lord is coming soon, and that's not what we don't see unity necessarily.
所以你看这个美国的大选啊。
So we see the presidential elections coming up.
所以四月份到现在哈。
From the primaries in April until now.
不光是这个共和党和民主党打得不可开交。
You have the Republicans and the Democrats and their primaries.
你更是共和党内部啊，都还有民主党内部都有很多的纷争。
You not only have competition between the two parties, but also internal strife within each party.
而且你看世界现在这个恐怖分子活动极为猖狂。
And you see how terrorism has spiked in the world today.
你看这个人类的这个合一呢，的实际是完全没有。
You see that unity among people upon this earth, it is not present.
但当我们在分享，在我们查经的时候，我们就看到神的奥秘是基督。
We saw in our fellowship on Friday night that the mystery of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
基督的奥秘是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
神的心意是在基督里面的完全的合一。
God's purpose is for us to have unity in Jesus Christ.
所以我在准备这个时候，我就特别心里有一个激动的负担。
And so I had a great burden when I was preparing to share.
就是讲到我们需要被神的话带到一个这样的一个合一的意象当中。
Is that through His word we can be brought into a spirit of unity?
就是我们看不到这个合一的神的心意。
If we can't see God's will for unity among us,
就是我们日常的生活各方面，我们不知道这个是神给我们的一个极大的意象。
If we cannot see that this is God's revelation for us to have unity in our daily life,
那我们的日常的生活就没有办法能够真正的朝着神这个标杆直跑。
Then in our daily life, we cannot run towards the goal that God has set for us.
所以我这次呢，就多准备了一些的圣经的经文。
So this time I prepared many scriptural passages.
大概有差不多有十七处的地方。
There are 17 different passages.
那我们呢？我想我会把这个十七处的经节呢， 我有这个按照时间把它排下来的顺序。
So I've arranged these passages chronologically according to time.
但是呢，我现在会分享呢，按照我的思路把这五点分享出来的时候。
But I'll be sharing these verses based on the 5 points that I prepared.
这五点呢，我会把这个读我们读经的时候就把它穿插到这五点当中。
And what I've learned through our Friday night Bible study, I will put that into the 5 points.
所以我们会讲到，我先把这个大体的纲要给大家说一下。
So let me explain the general theme of today.
我会第一部分讲到，用四点来讲到，在神的意象中的这个大的一个框架。
First, I'll explain under 4 points God's main revelation towards us.
The big picture.
The big picture.
就是讲到我们的 vision， 讲到我们的意象。
To speak of the big picture of the revelation.
那第二部分我会讲用有一点呢，就讲到这个在我们实际生活中来操练的一点。
And the second point is to explain how we can apply this in our daily life.
就是讲到的圣经中有个词叫 work 啊。
To explain what does it exactly mean to work under biblical terms.
所以我们在开始以前还是再有一点祷告。
Before we start, let's have another word prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你再次在主日把我们聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we are thankful that on your day we are able to gather in your name.
主，借着饼杯，你把我们带到基督身体的实际。
Through the bread and the cup, you have brought us into the reality of you.
主，我们实在是因为你给我们的何等大的救恩。
Lord, you have given us such a great salvation.
因为这样的原因，我们可以这些我们不同背景，主啊，不同性格的人可以聚集在你的面前。
And because of that, even though we come from different backgrounds and different temperaments, we can come here before you.
主啊，我们在分享你话的时候，我们是实在是何等的需要你圣灵大大充满我们。
Lord, as we share your word, we ask that the Holy Spirit will fill each and every one of us.
除非圣灵真正的在灵里面开启我们。
Unless the Holy Spirit opens our eyes in the Spirit.
主，人的话只不过是知识。
Men's words are merely head knowledge.
主，没有办法真正帮助我们。
And cannot truly help us.
主，我们在这里单单仰望你圣灵在每一句话上在做奇妙的工作。
We ask that your Holy Spirit do work in each and every word.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我现在讲这个第一方面，关于大的这个图画。
Let me first share on the big picture.
那我第有四点啊。
I have 4 points.
这四点很好记啊。
They're easy to remember.
因为一二三四啊。
Because there are only four.
啊，所以呢，第一点我会讲到一个起点，一个中间点和一个终点。
First, I'd like to share that there's one starting point, one middle point, and one end point.
第二点，我会讲到两个焦点。
My second point is that there are two focus points for us to focus on.
是要讲到陈弟兄有时候特别提醒我们啊，这个在椭圆中呢有两个焦点。
It's like Christian Chen had shared in an oval, there are two focal points.
这两个焦点呢和主的合一是很有关系的。
And these two focal points are great at explaining what it means to have unity in Christ.
那第一个焦点当然我们知道是主耶稣第一次再来，第一次来。
And we know that the first focus point is when Jesus came the first time.
第二个焦点是主耶稣第二次来，还没有实现。
And the second focus point is Christ's second coming.
第三点呢，我要讲三个图画。
And the third part I want to share about is three pictures.
这三个图画呢是讲的旧约的整个预表。
It talks about foreshadowing in the Old Testament.
您看到的旧约的预表中，在新约还没有开启之前，神这个合一的心意已经在其中。
You can see in the Old Testament, even though Christ did not come yet, the Old Testament foreshadowed the unity that will come with Christ.
第四点我会讲到四个关键时刻。
And in my fourth point, I'll share about four critical moments.
这四关键就到了新约的时代。
And these critical moments are in the New Testament.
之所以关键是和我们你我每一个人息息有关系。
And how it is applicable to each and every one of us.
这就是我们会把这个意象一些这四点给大家借着神的话摆在我们面前。
And I hope to share through these 4 points through God's word to us all.
第二部分我会讲到行事为人这方面。
And my second main area of sharing is about applying it.
那我会讲, 就是第五个,
so it's my fifth overall point.
就是五个, 环境, 神要让我们操练的,
and five environments in which God is training us.
有个人的环境,
there's the personal.
有家庭的环境,
there's the family environment.
有聚会的环境,
there's the assembly or fellowship environment.
有我们工作或者学校的环境,
there's our school or work environment.
第五个是我们在社会中的环境,
and also our overall societal environment.
所以很清楚啊, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 啊,
so there are those five sub-points.
所以我会给大家, 读比较多的圣经这次,
so this time I will be reading more passages of scripture.
但是我们读圣经的时候我们可以 在我解释之前，你都可以知道这里面的和可以体会这里面合一的这个因素。
I'm sharing these scriptures. Hopefully, you can see the unity that is present in these passages.
所以我们第一处的我们的圣经呢，是一个比较总括的，因为我们会在时间中把这些事情摆在面前。
The first passage is summarizing everything because we will be sharing different passages in different times.
所以在启示录的 22章13节这里讲到,
so in Revelation chapter 22 verse 13,
这里是在最后的时候了,
these are in the latter times,
在圣经中也是在最后一卷书,
and it's the last book in the Bible as well.
这里讲到, 我是阿拉法, 我是俄米伽, 我是首先的, 我是末后的, 我是初, 我是终,
he says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
所以我们看到这个在整个的圣经中所包括的一切啊，都有神作为一个极大的主宰在其中。
We see that God is omnipresent and He is presiding over all things beginning to end in creation.
所以我们先看这个一这一方面。
So let's look at our first point.
第一个是这个开始,
that there's a starting point, there's a beginning.
我们看三处的圣经,
and for the part about beginning, let's look at three biblical passages.
第一处是在, 约翰福音1章1节,
the first one is John chapter 1 verse 1.
所以呢按照圣经所讲到的创世纪的第一章第一节并不是开始对吧?
So Genesis 1 verse 1 is not actually the beginning of everything.
你读这个,
because John 1 verse 1 is actually earlier than Genesis 1.
因为他说, 太初有道, 道与神同在,
because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这是讲到在过去的永远当中有一位神, 他是没有源头的。
And it speaks that in eternity, God was there, and that He has no origins.
他没有源头，说是因为他是自有永有，从过去的永远到将来的永远，他永远是存在的。
It speaks of how God exists from past eternity to future eternity. He was and is and will always be.
但这个起点，这个是最最最最的起点。
But this is the beginning that we can start from.
但是这个起点包含着父子圣灵的一个完全的合一。
And in this beginning, we can see, first of all, the unity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一个永远的过去的一个最最开始的起点。
And so this is an eternal past beginning.
所以实际上甚至就不能说是起点，就是在永远的过去中的。 神总是三位一体的合一的神。
So it speaks of the unity that has always existed between among the Trinity.
然后再下来呢，以弗所书1章4节。
Then let's look at Ephesians 1 verse 4.
那这里讲到以弗所1章4节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Says, according as He has chosen us in Him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love.
所以在新约中保罗看到一点,
so in the New Testament, Paul saw this.
他说在世界还没有产生之前, 父子圣灵就已经定下, 在基督耶稣里拣选我们。
That before the foundation of the world, before the world even started, God has chosen us as a unified body.
你能想象这一点吗? 实在是非常难以想象。
Can you imagine this? It is something difficult to think about.
我们是什么人物?
Who are we?
我们这么小的人物，神在创立世界以先。 就在基督耶稣里提名把你圈在他的其中。
We are so small and insignificant, yet God chose us before the world's foundation.
在远远还没有天地万物之前，在这个过去的永远中， 他已经定义在基督里拣选我们。
Before the heavens and the earth were created, He chose us.
要记住，他是在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
And He chose us in Christ Jesus.
这就是预言的，在基督里我们要同为一体。
And this is so that we can have unity with Christ.
第三处的起点的经文。
And the third passage talking about the beginning.
这才提到创世纪的第一章第一节，对不对？
And we come to Genesis 1 verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
刚才我们读的就是起初神。
In the beginning, God.
然后呢，创世一章一节就说， 在这个时候开始创造天地。
Created the heavens and the earth.
这个时候神一旦创造， 这个世界就产生。
And as soon as God began creating, the heavens and the earth were there.
然后时间就开始了。
And time began.
时间运作起来,
and time started to operate.
这是那个，因为时间有限，我们这个起点就是记住这一点。
And so because of time's limitation, this is what I can share about the beginning point.
在终点上，中间的这个点上。
Let me share about the middle point.
在以弗所书，这次会提到很多以弗所书， 因为和我们以弗所书的查经有关系。
And this is in Ephesians because we were sharing on Ephesians in front of that.
第三章的5到6节。
In chapter 3, verses 5 through 6.
这里讲到, 这奥秘在以前的时代没有叫人知道。
Which in other generations this mystery has not been made known to the sons of men.
像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
As it now has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the power of the Spirit.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音。 得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
The mystery is that they which are of the nations should be joint heirs in a joint body and joint partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus by glad tidings.
这就是当在新约中主耶稣成就救恩以后，
This is in the New Testament after Christ has provided salvation.
神借着保罗启示出来。
God has revealed this through Apostle Paul.
这个神的救恩，这个福音。
God's salvation, the gospel.
就是要使得外邦人和无论是外邦人还是犹太人，
It's to cause Gentiles and Jews alike.
也就是全人类，
It's the whole world, all mankind.
都借着耶稣基督可以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
To become joint heirs, a joint body, and joint partakers.
看这个起点，终点有一个主耶稣第一次来以后的做成的工作。
And so you can see, after the beginning, this middle point also shows the unity that we are looking for.
这其中的这个中间的这个点，还有在以弗所书3章10节。
And in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10, we also mentioned this.
他说为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
In order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly, the all various wisdom of God.
所以中间这个点，我们每一个人都有份。
So we, as assembly God, all are partaking in this middle point.
因为我们都是这个所提到这个教会的一部分。
We are part of the assembly. We are part of the church.
我们是教会的肢体。
We are
教会当中的这个各位肢体。
We are members of Christ's body.
所以呢，这里讲到要使得教会成为见证，使天上执政掌权的。 现在得知神百般的智慧，这是和我们的见证极为有关系。
And so basically here says that the church is testifying to everyone on the wisdom of God.
第三个一就是在终点。
And the final subpoint under my first main point is the ending point.
这有两处圣经。
There are two passages.
第一处是以弗所书1章10节。
Ephesians 1 verse 10.
这我们的这个主题的经节。
That's our main verse.
他说要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归为一。
For the administration of the fullness of time, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon earth in him.
这就是那个最后的这个果效，合一的果效，对不对？
This is the end point, the goal of unity.
这个合一的果效就是日期满足的时候。
It's that when the time is fulfilled.
就是讲到这个时间到了终点，到终点，在这个进入将来永世之前。
It's when you have, are about to enter into eternity again.
这就是一切天上地上一切所有的在基督里同归于一。
It's that everything in heaven and on earth are brought together in unity under Christ.
今天擘饼的时候，我听到有弟兄们祷告啊。
When today during the breaking bread and cup, I heard a brother pray.
到那时候万妻将要向他跪拜。
That at that point all shall bow before him.
万口将向他要向他承认。
And all mouths shall proclaim.
耶稣基督为主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们在礼拜五的交通的时候，有弟兄们也提醒我。
And so on Friday, a fellow brother also shared this.
若是我们将来的最后的结局是那样的话，
If our future is like that,
那我们现在应该怎样？
How should we live our life today?
我们现在是不是应该让耶稣基督做我们个人的救主，真正的主？
Should we not truly let the Lord, let Christ be Lord over our lives?
不管是个人，还是我们的家庭，还是我们的聚集。
Not only over our lives, but also over our family and over our gathering.
第二个经文是在启示录的22:5。
And in addition, Ephesians 1:10, we can look at Revelations 22:5.
他说：“不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。”
And night shall be not be anymore, and no need of a lamp.And light of the sun. For the Lord God shall shine upon them, and it shall reign to the ages of ages.
今天擘饼的时候，有没有弟兄祷告也有类似的，对不对？
There was a prayer that was like that today during the breaking bread as well.
将来我们要在新耶路撒冷加朗城。
That we will be in the New Jerusalem together.
神要做我们的王，我们要和他一同做王。
God will be our king, and we will reign with him.
这是第一啊，我们刚讲完第一，所以要快一点。
That is the first point I wanted to share about regarding unity.
第二个是两个焦点。
And the second point I want to share is that there are two focus points regarding unity.
第一处的焦点。
The first focus point
是在主耶稣第一次来的时候。
It's when Jesus Christ came the first time.
在约翰福音1:14。
In John 1:14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有真理，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
那第二个焦点是在主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
And the second focus point is when Jesus Christ will come the second time.
在启示录的20:6。
It's in Revelation 20:6.
他说头一次复活有份的，有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power.But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1000 years.
所以我们看到呢，圣经所有的这些的预言也好，圣经的一些主要的内容也好，都是围绕着主耶稣第一次来和第二次来。
So we see that the Bible, no matter whether it's prophecies or other passages, they all revolve around two focus points: Christ's first coming and his second coming.
那第二次来主来的时间实在是非常迫近。
And Christ's second coming, it is very important and near.
原因是在于在圣经中90%，差不多97%的预言都已经应验。
We know this, especially given that 97% of prophecies in the Bible have already been fulfilled.
那3%的余下的那预言呢，非常少了已经。
There are only 3% of prophecies unfulfilled.
但这些预言都是讲到主耶稣第二次来的预言，或者是在他来以后的启示。
Those 3% represent prophecies about when Christ is coming the second time or things that will happen after he comes.
所以这个给我们一个什么样的一个印象？
So what should this show to us?
就是讲到整个的合一也好， 整本圣经也好，它的中心是神的儿子耶稣基督。
It talks about in regards to unity, the whole focus point is about of the Bible is about God's Son Jesus Christ.
你读以弗所书的时候，你发现里面所有的这些合一也好，这些的神的所做的话语也好，它里面有一个中心的意义。
And you realize when you read the book of Ephesians that in the midst of all these discussions about unity, there's one focus point.
就是耶稣基督神的儿子和他所成就的救恩。
It's about Jesus Christ and the salvation that he has accomplished.
我们再看这三个，第三点，三个图画。
Let's move on to the third point, the three pictures or foreshadowings.
第一个图画是在创世纪的五十章的十九节。
The first foreshadowing we can find Genesis 15, starting in verse 19.
这个图画呢是讲到一个非常美丽的图画。
This is a beautiful picture and foreshadowing.
这是讲到约瑟和他的弟兄们彼此相爱的情形。
This talks about Joseph interacting with his other brothers.
在创世纪五十章的十九、二十、二十一节中这样讲。
In verses 19 through 21, it says,
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？
And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God?
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them.
那这是个什么图画呢？
So what kind of picture does this paint?
这是一个约瑟借着神的爱来饶恕和接纳他的弟兄们。
Joseph through God's love forgave and accepted his brothers.
这有十一个不同的性格的弟兄们得罪了他。
His 11 brothers, all having different temperaments, offended him in different ways.
这个得罪呢，是实在是甚至置他于死地啊，卖他为奴的这样的得罪。
Some of them were severe enough as to send him off into slavery and condemn him to die.
但是呢，因为约瑟在神的同在中的饶恕和爱这个家，这个是。约瑟的这个雅各的家就被神合而为一。
But because Joseph was willing, had God's presence and was willing to forgive and accept his brothers, the house of Jacob was brought together back into unity.
所以这个是个美丽的家的图画。
So this is a beautiful picture of a family reunited.
那第二处的第二个画面。
The second picture that we see.
在诗篇的一百三十三篇。
Is in Psalm 133.
大家都很熟悉。
Everyone is very familiar.
也是一个非常美丽的图画。
And this is a very beautiful picture.
这是大卫上行之诗，对吧？
This is a Song of Degrees by David.
他说：“看哪，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。”
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
你看我们弟兄刚才英文哈，他这个英文说 dwell together in unity 啊。
So in the English it says to dwell together in unity.
就是中文翻译是弟兄和睦同居。
In the Chinese it just translates to live together.
然后呢，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
Verse 2, like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard that ran down to the hem of his garment.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
As the dew of Hermon that descendeth on the mountains of Zion, for there hath Jehovah commanded the blessings of life forevermore.
所以这个图画是好像是一个个人是吧？一个人是吧？
This is a picture of a person.
这是亚伦啊。这个大祭司亚伦的图画。
A picture or a portrait of Aaron the high priest.
但是它里面明明的说，这个个人的图画是预表着这个弟兄和睦归一的这样的一个美好的见证。
But what it says here also is that this is an analogy to brethren dwelling together in unity.
若是我们前面那个例子讲到是在爱里面的合一的话。
In Joseph's examples, we had people in unity through love.
这个地方的合一呢，是讲到在圣灵里面的合一。
Here we can say that this is a unity through the Spirit.
就好像那贵重的油所预表的。 浇在了亚伦的头上。
Like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron.
所以这既是个人的见证，也是个团体的见证。
This is not only a testimony for an individual, but also a testimony.
第三个图画。
The third picture.
在这个历代志上的十一章十节。
We can see an example in 1 Chronicles chapter 11.
他说：“以下记录跟随大卫勇士的首领，就是奋勇帮助他得国。”照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话，与以色列人一同立他做王的。
Says, and these are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who shewed themselves valiant with him to his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of Jehovah concerning Israel.
当然，我没有时间读那后面那些人啊。
I don't have time to read through the entire list of the people mentioned.
当你读这些人的时候，你就发现了这一个画面是个非常美丽的图画啊。
When you read through the list, you realize this is a beautiful picture.
这里面这个图画呢，这个中心就是大卫在他的宝座上。
And the focus of all these people was to put David on the throne.
你看下面的这个好多万民都在为他这个流血舍命来保来立他做王。
You saw that tens upon thousands of people had their bloodshed, were willing to make sacrifices to make David king.
你读这些大卫的勇士的时候，里面就蹦出这个亚门人。
When you read the passage, you see that among David's mighty men, there was an Ammonite.
有摩亚人。
There was a Moabite.
也有赫人。
There was a Hittite.
这好多都是这些在这个旧约中说的这个不可入耶和华会的人。
These were people that, according to the Levitical laws, were not allowed to enter the temple.
但是他们却在大卫的国度中有份呢。
But they had a portion in David's kingdom.
他在这个大卫的国度中和大卫合一的来拥戴大卫为王。
They were unified in supporting and encouraging David.
这里面有诗篇八十七篇所提到这个耶和华所记录的万民。
It mentions here in Psalms 87 the multitudes of people.
就对耶和华这个诗篇八十七篇非常特别。我让弟兄姊妹可以回去可以读一读诗篇八十七篇。
I would encourage brothers and sisters to read Psalms 87.
我们没有时间今天哈，但是它里面提到巴比伦人、非利士人、推罗人、古士人都与这个西安和神的旨意有份。
It mentions how people of Babylon, Philistia, Tyre, Cush.They all had portions with the people of Israel.
这是不是和那个旧约的律法有矛盾呢？
Isn't there some inconsistencies with Levitical laws?
不是的，这个画面是让我们讲到我们新约，我们刚才读的那个合一啊。
No, this is a foreshadowing of the unity that we see in the New Testament.
就讲到神的拯救是要临到万民的。
It's that God's salvation shall descend upon all nations.
所以愿意每一个愿意接受他的人，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，都可以从耶稣基督的拯救。
So that all nations, whether Jews or Gentiles, they can all accept Christ.
都可以和他的国度有份。
They can all have a portion in His kingdom.
所以这第三个图画更大了，对不对？是个国度的一个图画。
And so this third picture talks about a picture of a kingdom.
我们来时间关系，我们看第四点。
Let's talk about the fourth point.
第四点就是讲到四个关键的时刻。
Let's talk about the four critical moments.
这四关键时刻就到了新约。
It's in the New Testament.
这新约就不再打图画了，完全都是在这个灵的实际当中。
These are not foreshadowings more. These are the actual work of the Spirit.
所以我们看第一处的这个四个关键时刻的第一处。
Let's look at the first passage regarding the critical moment.
第一处是在使徒行传第二章第四节。
The first part is in Acts chapter 2 verse 4.
这里讲到他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them to speak for.
这个关键时刻是什么时刻呢？
So what is this critical moment?
大家都应该知道啊，我读的这一句。
We should know through this verse what the verse is talking about.
这就是圣灵降临的时候的五旬节的故事。
It is the story of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended.
所以这个是一个相当关键的，因为这是教会的诞生。
This is a critical moment because this is where the church was born.
当这一百二十个门徒在等候，按照神的吩咐在等候主的时候
，120 of Jesus' followers were waiting for him.
圣灵大大降下。
and the Spirit mightily descended.
就把这一百二十个个体浸在了圣灵的合一的一个身体当中。
And they brought the 120 people there in together in unity.
使徒行传第二章就讲到，再有三千人又加入进来。
And the Acts chapter 2 mentions how 3,000 people were added to the church.
到了第四章的时候，又五千人再加入进来。
And later on, 5,000 people were added to the church.
啊，在这个第二个关键时刻的时候。
And in the second critical moment, we find.
在使徒行传十章的第四十四节。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
他叫彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。
While Peter was yet speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were hearing the word.
120人,
120 people,
加3000人,
plus 3,000,
加5000人,
plus another 5,000,
然后或许还有更多的，然后再加上哥尼流家里这些外邦人。
And there were more that were added, and then the house of Cornelius was added.
所以第二个这个时刻就是外邦人也借着耶稣基督的福音能够从一同进到这一个身体当中。
And we see through Peter's interaction with Cornelius that this was a critical moment where the Gentiles were brought into unity.
第三个关键时刻就和你我都有关系了。
And the third a critical moment relates to you and I.
那这是在马太福音的这个第二十八章十九节。
It's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个大使命，你我在神所特定的时间。
Because of the Great Commission, you and I in God's timing,
就能够相信他，并且受尽归入他的名下。
Are able to believe on Him and are able to be baptized under His name.
我们杨弟兄上周讲到受浸的意义。
Last week, Brother Yang shared about the importance of baptism.
虽然我们每一个人的受浸的时间不一样。
Even though we all have been baptized at different points in our
lives. 但弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到，当你受浸的时候，你是归入到一个完全合一的基督的身体当中。
When you're baptized into a unified body of Christ.
而且那个地方我们后面会讲到，是神已经赐给我们在圣灵的合一。
And that we will share on later is a unity that's given through the Holy Spirit.
所以当弟兄把你借着受浸，把你浸到圣父、圣子、圣灵的同在当中的时候
，And so when you're getting baptized and you're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit,
你是进入到一个合一的基督的身体当中，是已经给你了。
You're entering into a unified body of Christ that is provided for you.
所以第四个那时刻。
The fourth critical point.
这就是讲到在以弗所书的第四章的十三节。
It's in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
这里讲到只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。正是神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. At the full grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以这个点还没我们还没有实现。
So this has not yet happened to us.
所以第三点，当我们受浸归入主的名下的时候。
And so when we are going back to the third point, when we are baptized.
就神就把我们浸在基督的圣灵的合一当中。
So we are brought to the unity of the Spirit.
这是在以弗所中特别强调的，这个圣灵的合一是已经给了我们。
So Ephesians already tells us that we are brought into the unity of the Spirit.
若是我们能够在顺服圣灵的同在当中，我们就在这个一当中。
And if we are willing to submit to the Holy Spirit, we are in unity under that.
但这还不足够啊。
But that's not a complete unity.
就我们还需要在这里讲到的是在真道上同归于一。
But we need to arrive at unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
所以我们下面这第五点所讲的。
And so the fifth point I want to share about.
也就是讲到我们不仅像在我们刚才到现在为止所交通的都是讲到这个意象。
And so what I've been sharing up to now is about past revelation.
弟兄姊妹有没有这个一个印象了现在？这个合一的意象。
Have brothers and sisters seen these revelations regarding unity?
从这个永远的过去到永远的将来，甚至到 在我们现在这个时代。
From the past unity in eternity to the future eternity and to us now.
从这旧约的三个图画中所代表的这个合一的这个所预表。
I've shared on the three different pictures that foreshadowed unity in the Old Testament.
从主耶稣第一次第二次来要成就这个合一的工作。第一次因为他第一次来，我们才能够在基督里面能够被他浸在基督的身体中。
We've just shared on how Christ came the first and the second time to bring unity, and that the first time he came, he brought unity in the Spirit.
在第二次来的时候，我们知道呢，将有在地上有一千年的国度，是他用铁杖辖管万国。
And we know that the second time our Lord comes, he will rule for 1,000 years with an iron scepter.
第一次来，他是神的羔羊来拯救我们。
And the first time Christ came, he came as the Lamb of God to save us.
第二次来要作为犹大的狮子，要来用他的铁杖辖管万国。
The second time he's coming as the Lion of Judah to rule nations with an iron scepter.
所以你要是怀疑将来，我们要是怀疑将来那个完全的合一的实现的时候。
So if we are to doubt the future unity.
Yeah, 你就会想到这一千年神要在地上和一切得胜的圣徒来辖管的这一千年，这个是那个答案。
The answer is that we know that there will be unity in the future when Christ comes to reign with us.
想一想一千年的时间。
Think about reigning in unity with Christ for 1,000 years.
现在是2016年。
So this year is 2016.
一千年以前是哪一年？
What was the year 1,000 years ago?
想想一零一六年，对不对
？It was 1016.
想一想，你要和基督还是做王呢，还是在基督里面继续的来操练呢？从一零一六年到2016年。
Just imagine whether you're reigning with Christ or still growing in Him, reigning with Him from 1016 all the way to 2016.
所以在以赛亚书中讲到那个千年国度的情形的时候，那是基督的对于认识基督的知识充满这个充满地面。
That's why in Isaiah when it mentions this reign, it says that we will be filled with the knowledge of Christ.
但是呢，关键是我们在这个在他来之前，我们的表现将会决定我们在这个千年国度中的这一千年的我们的我们在和主的关系上的地位。
But an important aspect is that before Christ comes back and we reign with Him, we need to examine our life to see how we can conform to that.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹已经有一个大的图画和意象。
Now that I've given and reviewed the big picture that I want to share.
那么下面我就讲到这个第五点的，就是讲到我们的行事为人。
I want to share my final and fifth topic.
因为在我们周五的分享，在以弗所书中特别讲到第四章一开始。
Because in our sharing in the book of Ephesians, we talked about the beginning of chapter 4.
这就讲到我们要当行事为人，要当与蒙召的恩相称。
It's that we would walk worthy of the calling of God.
所以呢，这里我想到有五个环境，第五点嘛，有五个环境啊。
So I thought of 5 different environments in which we can work on that.
我不可能还有不多的时间，不可能都一一的讲到。
So I cannot necessarily cover them all.
所以我会提到一些，然后我们会回到以弗所书中来看，我们应该怎样在神的家中也好，在我们自己的生活中怎样行。
So I will mention some and then refer to Ephesians to explain.
所以呢，我们看到在我们个人的这个生活上。
So in our personal environment.
我们知道呢，我们个人呢，这个一个。在这个世代中，我们看到是和我们对我们自己是非常大的挑战。
We see that as individuals, we often are in challenging environments.
因为这个在幕后的时候，我们发现都是这个世界所宣扬的就是以自我为中心。
We know that these days in the end times, everyone is talking about placing priorities on the individual.
尊重人权过于尊重神。
Caring about oneself over caring about God.
就美国的文化呢，我就发现对这个现在年轻人有个极坏的影响。
American culture has had a bad influence upon young people.
所以在神的对我们的办法是什么
？So what is God's calling for us?
就是在以弗所书四章中讲到，它里面讲到说，个人的话，我们不要让圣灵担忧。
In Ephesians 4, it talks about do not grieve the Spirit.
要用从正面讲呢，就是要 在这个约翰的书信中讲到要顺服恩膏的教训。
As in John, it said we should submit to the grace that God has given us.
The anointing that God has given. Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Of the Holy Spirit.
就是讲到我们要顺服圣灵的圣灵的带领。
To submit to the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
就刚才我们弟兄也祷告当中所说的。
And one of our brothers prayed that just before.
就顺服圣灵，也就是让主耶稣做主。
It's to allow Jesus to be Lord.
真正在我们现在的生活来开始操练将来万膝向他跪拜万口要承认的是在让我们现在的生活都能反映到那一点。
So that our lives can reflect the prayer that we can all bow our knees before him and proclaim him as our Lord.
在我们第二个家庭的环境中
And speaking of a family environment.
我们看到外面的环境就是在世界上很多的离婚，很多家庭的不和。
We see in this world that there are many divorces, many broken families.
我们看到家庭实在是这个仇敌攻击的所在。
We see that the family is the target of the evil one, the devil.
但是呢，神在他的话语中有非常丰富的告诫。
But in God's word, there are many wise words that He gives us.
我们没有时间来谈这一方面。
We don't have time to discuss this aspect as much.
但我可以提醒呢，两周以前呢，这个Bart弟兄到我们当中，就特别讲到他这个夫妻的关系，的家庭关系一个很重要的一环。
But I can point brothers and sisters to a sermon 2 weeks ago by Brother Bart regarding that.
那他特别讲到在家庭夫妻的关系中，如何做实际的操练。做工作哈，要努力来保持这个合一，对不对？他讲到这个夫妻的这个合一。
He spoke of the unity between the husband and the wife and how that can impact the family.
那还有三个点呢，就是一个是聚会，一个是工作和社会。
There are three other environments that I found, including the assembly environment, the school workplace environment, the environment of society as a whole.
当然我会多讲点这聚会的情形。
I will share more on the fellowship or assembly.
所以我会提一下这个在工作的环境，在我们学校的环境当中。
I will mention though that in our school and work environment.
这神的话有很多的很多方面对我们的指导。
God's word has taught us much in terms of that.
但是我觉得一个很基本点就是我们在工作上要像工作像服侍主一样来殷勤的做好自己当做的事情。
A grounding principle is that we need to work as if we are serving God.
我们不是坐在人的面前，因为我们是信主的，我们是坐在神的面前。
We are not working just merely to please men. We are doing it to please God.
当我们坐在神的面前的时候，我相信这个我们该做的事情做好的时候，那人也没有什么可挑剔的。
I trust that when we satisfy God, there's nothing that men can complain.
在我们的社会的环境中
，in our society as a whole，
那我们应该来遵守这个法律，并且呢，也要来。尊重这个权柄。
We need to obey the laws and also to respect those in places of authority.
而且我们要为主做那美好的见证。
And we need to be a good testimony for God.
我想最近我有在这个微信的群中呢，我有很多高中的同学群、大学的同学群。
And so recently in my WeChat, I've been in several groups with high school kids and college kids.
我想这也是非常，我觉得是一个特别的时期，因为在这个科技的发达，使人与人之间的距离似乎拉近了很多。
I believe in the age of technology that has caused the distance between different people to become shortened through technology.
但是呢，并不见得我们能够使得这个能够成为神的祝福。
But even so, it does not necessarily mean we can use this to become a blessing.
所以我觉得是我们可以有这个负担，可以有机会和他们交流的时候，可以按照神的带领，能够把福音或者是把神的信息来传递给他们。
But with this technology that we are able to communicate with each other so easily, I pray that we can use it to spread the gospel to build each other up in Christ.
但是这需要特别的神的恩典和智慧。
But this requires grace and wisdom from God.
因为这不是这个 这不是我们按照我们自己的热心就能够做好的事情。
It's not something we can just do through our own passions or through brute force.
所以我们就回到这个第五点的这个聚会这方面。
So let's go back to the point about an assembly environment.
在这个聚会当中呢，在以弗所书中有特别好的这些对我们的提醒和教导。
And in terms of an assembly environment, Ephesians has many points on it.
刚才我们顶会的弟兄也提到了这个以弗所书四章第二节开始。
And we see this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2.
他说呢，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
你看到了吗？这个刚才我们提到的第四个 moment 的第三个，这个每个人受尽以后到在真道上与基督与众人同归于一的事情上，就要插进去这五个环境中我们的操练。
And you see that after baptism and until we reach full unity, these are several different aspects that are brought in to intersperse.
所以上次我们杨弟兄也有提醒对我们。
And Brother Yang actually reminded us the last time he said.
受浸不是结束，是开始，对不对？
Baptism is not the end; it's the beginning.
受浸以后，我们要在基督的身体中长进，继续的在生命上有成长。
After baptism, we need to continue to grow as a body of Christ.
怎么成长呢？
How do we grow?
我们刚才读的，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With lowliness, meekness, long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
并且要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
And using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit.
你看这个中文翻译不是很准确，你听英文就知道。
The Chinese translation is not as accurate.
就我们保守的是什么呢？
What are we holding dear?
就是灵的合一。
We are in diligence keeping the unity of the Spirit.
然后第四节继续说。
In verse 4 continues.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There's one body, one spirit, as ye have also been called in one hope of your calling.
提到圣灵，对不对？
It mentions the Holy Spirit.
第五节，一主一信一喜。
It says one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
是吧？提到主耶稣神的儿子。
It mentions our one Lord Jesus Christ.
第六节，一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 6, one God and one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in us all.
父神
God the Father.
这父子圣灵
So we have here God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
这里按照这个道的顺序，因为我们首先进在圣灵中，是圣灵主耶稣基督和父神。
And in the order of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ and God the Father.
所以第七节说，个人我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
It says in verse 7, but to each of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Jesus Christ.
所以这就是非常的，这就是我们应该去做的。
This is something that we should be doing.
你看到这里面，这个就是众人这个字就提了，第六节就提了四次。
The word all is mentioned several times, I think four times in verse 6.
讲到在圣灵中的合一是讲到我们每一个人都需要做的。
The unity of the Spirit is something that each one of us must work toward.
那我们怎么做呢？我们具体怎么做呢？
So how do we do this pragmatically?
我们现在薄饼聚会怎么做呢？
How do we conduct the bread and the cup?
我们就顺服在安静在圣灵的里面。
We can submit to and be remain peaceful in the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵感动我们的时候，让我们点诗。
When the Holy Spirit inspires us to select a hymn,
我们点诗。
Then we select a hymn.
当圣灵让我们祷告的时候，我们就祷告。
When the Holy Spirit inspires us to pray, we pray.
当圣灵感动我们弟兄姊妹祷告的，我们阿门，我们就阿门。
When the Spirit inspires us to amen, we amen.
当圣灵不让我们做什么，我们就安静在神的面前敬拜他。
When the Spirit doesn't move us, we should quietly sit before Him.
是不是这就是一个操练呢？
This is something that we can practice.
这就是每我们每次聚会都是在圣灵的里面，我们来一起操练，顺服圣灵的引导。
Every time we gather together, we are practicing what it means to live in unity of the spirit.
不仅是个人，还是我们团体，对不对？我们是要配搭，我们要听到弟兄姊妹的祷告和感谢和赞美。我们里面有一个灵里面的一个合一的呼，一个顺服。
Not only as individuals, we listen to other brothers and sisters, and when they pray or select a hymn, our spirit moves with them in unity.
有祷告聚会，有读经聚会，有这个交通的聚会。
We know that we also have prayer meetings, we have Bible study meetings, we have sharing meetings.
我们不是社会的这些团体的活动啊。
These are not just secular get-togethers.
这是我们刚才所讲到的，在基督里的合一，在身体上的操练的一个每一次都是美好的机会。
These are all great opportunities for us to practice being together in unity and in the body of Christ.
我们怎么来交通啊？把我们这一份感动分享出来，来造就弟兄姊妹。
When we share, it's so that we can edify one another in the body of Christ.
那我们为了造就他们，我们就需要在神面前有寻求，有等候。
And in order to edify one another, we must wait before the Lord.
不可能是到了查经或者交通的时候，我们就记心啊，就或许有时候主会感动我们记心来表达。
It's not that we just wait last second and then we just think of something to share, unless it is motivated by the Holy Spirit at the time.
对，但是呢，大部分情况我们都需要在神面前有等候，有主让我们说什么啊，我们就说什么；主不让我们说，我们就不要说。
But the majority of the time, we must wait before the Lord and see what He wants us to say.
这样才能够在我们聚会当中有一个合一的光景。
And that way, can we bring our body, the church together in unity?
所以我们在这个聚会当中呢，你可以看到这个，在这个大卫这个国度的这个图画当中，也在这个我们三个图画中都有，都可以能够感受到。
We can see this unity being foreshadowed, like we mentioned before, with David, with the other two examples that I mentioned.
约瑟的例子，我们要在爱里面彼此包容。
That through the example of Joseph, we see that we can be together in unity in love.
亚伦的就是说，在圣灵中需要被圣灵充满，顺服圣灵的引导。
And through the example of Aaron, we see that we can be unified through the filling of the Holy Spirit in us.
大卫的国度中是我们需要把转眼仰望为我们信心创生的耶稣基督。
And David's example shows us that we can focus our eyes in unity on the Lord of our kingdom.
所以我们都是外邦人。
We are all Gentiles here.
但是我们像这些大卫勇士中的赫人、这个亚门人和摩亚人一样。
But we are like the Hittites, the Moabites, and the foreigners in David's kingdom.
但是我们若是在基督的家中、神的家中，我们尽忠心。摆上我们那一份顺服圣灵的引导，我们就蒙神的纪念呢。
When we are in God's assembly, when we do our part, when we submit before Him, we are entering into His kingdom.
我有时候在我们的读经的小组里，我也会给大家一个例子哈。
An example I would use sometimes when during Bible study.
那我是学数学的嘛哈。
So I study mathematics.
啊，所以有时候呢，我们会解一些优化的问题。
And so we would have some proofs.
Optimization problem.
So we would have an optimization problem.
这些优化的问题呢，会用线性优化、非线性优化，这些很多的。
So there are many different kinds of optimization problems.
当你解的时候，你就发现呢，这些里面的优化问题的每一个事物都有一个价格。
You realize that every digit.Every object in there, it has value.
这些事物的价格呢，就叫做 shadow price, 叫一个影子价格。
It's called a shadow price.
这个影子价格之所以给出这个高与低呢，是和你的优化中的你是怎样的一个角色有关系。
The shadow price depends upon the role that different
The role it plays in the optimization.
The role that it plays in the optimization.
所以你很简单的例子，你到这个旅馆里面，高级旅馆里面去。
So example, you go to a luxury hotel.
你打开这个冰柜，拿出一瓶啤酒来，就喝掉了。
You open the fridge and you take out a beer and you drink it.
然后呢，你回去看你账单的时候。
So you take a look at the receipt that the hotel gives you.
可能是要 八块钱。
It says the beer was $8.
你下到楼底下那个小小店里面去。
But you go outside in the deli across the street.
你五块钱买六瓶可能。
You get a six pack for $5.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为它这个啤酒的定价不是按照小铺的价格定的。
Because the beer in the hotel is not based priced upon the deli's price.
这个小铺的价，这个啤酒的价格是按照你在这一个这个旅馆的系统中优化以后，它的价格就是这么最好。
Because in the hotel system, this price for the beer is the best in the hotel system.
这八块钱它仍然赚钱，你还不会它不会妨碍它的 business.
The set price of $8 still helps the hotel earn money, and people are willing to pay that price.
我讲这是什么意思呢？
So why did I mention this example?
我讲的意思就是说，你看，在基督身体的合一，就是一个在基督的在神的意念中的一个优化问题。
So we see that there's an optimization issue with the body.
这只是个比方哈，比方了，我就说。
As an analogy.
就是说到你在这个教会中
，when you're in the church，
你就是打扫卫生。
Whether you're taking care of janitorial duties,
你就像我们弟兄翻译
，or you're like me translating here,
你就是在做饭
，or you're the one who's cooking right now.
你可能是做很不起眼，甚至都不知道倒垃圾的工作。
Maybe you're the one takes out the garbage. You're not doing necessarily big work.
你可能打扫厕所，清理厕所，很脏的。
Maybe, you're the one who cleans the restrooms.
但是你是基督身体中不可或缺的一个肢体。
But you are someone that is irreplaceable in the body of Christ.
你做这件事情在公司里面，
when you do this in a company,
和在这里是不太一样的。
The value is different compared to a company versus compared in the church.
所以我们要是在基督的身体中，按照神的吩咐，顺服圣灵的引导，神是有极大的欢喜。
God is so overjoyed if we follow His will and follow His Spirit in the church.
这个价格不是我们做工作的高低贵贱。
The value is not measured by what the equivalent in the world.
这个价格是，就像我们弟兄们也提到，是顺服基督的多少。
The value is measured by how much we are willing to submit to the Holy Spirit.
我在这里分享，我说我不顺服圣灵。
I can share here that I don't always submit.
我绝对不如你在那边打扫厕所顺服圣灵，更讨神的喜悦。
I cannot say that I submit to God more than the one who cleans the toilets.
Never. 所以这是我觉得是一个非常重要的一点。
I think that's a very important point.
所以我觉得因为时间关系呢，我们不能够再太多的这个分享。
Because of time, I cannot share much more.
我希望弟兄姊妹呢，能够借着这些呢，能够真诚的知道这个合一是神极大的一个心意。
I hope that through my sharing, both sisters can realize the unity is something that God deeply desires.
所以我在这里呢，若是我有得罪弟兄姊妹的啊，在合一上引起弟兄姊妹这个和神的关系有不好的影响的，我在这里向弟兄姊妹道歉。
And if through my sharing I've offended brothers and sisters, I do deeply apologize.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹可以在这个合一上真实的明白神的心意是非常的重要的。
But I hope that brothers and sisters can realize God has a great desire for us to be in unity.
所以当我们和弟兄姊妹交接的时候，我们要非常小心，要圣灵非常的敏感。
And so when we communicate with brothers and sisters, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
我们不应该这个，我们要知道我们说的话和做的事情应该有对圣灵的敏感。
We need to be sensitive to the Spirit when we speak to people, when we act.
我们不能够彼此的得罪，或者是故意的伤害弟兄姊妹们。
We should not purposely try to hurt other brothers and sisters.
好，我们有一些祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，真实的拣选我们每一位愿意相信你的人。
Lord, we thank you that you've truly chosen each and every one of us.
主，我们想到你从永远到永远的美好的旨意的时候，我们常常诧异，主，我们这些不配的罪人竟然与此有份。
Lord, when we think of your plan from eternity to eternity, we see how unworthy we are as sinners.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你，拣选我们，并且把我们摆在纽瓦克这个聚会当中。
Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us and that you have placed us in this fellowship in Newark.
主，你可以让我们在这里和弟兄姊妹一同聚集的时候。
So that when we are gathered with brothers and sisters here,
我们可以在圣灵当中，能够借着圣灵在灵里面赐给我们的合一。
So that in the Spirit we can be unified.
主，并且我们可以继续向前。
And that we can continue to walk forward.
主，能够在信心和认识耶稣基督的知识上，能够在长进上各方面能够每天都有长进。
That we can grow in faith and in knowledge of you, our Lord Jesus.
主，我们感谢你，求你继续的在圣徒的个人、家庭和我们聚会方方面面向我们施恩典。
Lord, give us grace as we continue to traverse in our individual family and assembly environments.
你也借着你的话，能够用圣灵大大提醒我们。
Please, through your Spirit and your Word, remind us.
让我们能够成为一个顺服圣灵，在凡事上引导我们的。
That we can submit to the Holy Spirit in all aspects.
使你的聚会能够真正的能讨你的喜悦，蒙你的建造。
So that your church may be pleasing to you and may be built up.
主，能够早日迎接你的再来，能够和你自己的国度掌权有份。
That we can have a portion of your kingdom and can welcome your coming.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.